Free Press Podcast. This is episode 147. I'm your host, your lone host for now. I've been debating whether to bring on a co-host or, at the very least, a guest. I mean, I've been trying to get a guest on for a while. I'm not going to say who it is, just in case, but I've seen her pussy. We'll put it that way. Yeah, I've been trying to do that for the past, though, I don't know, 120 weeks or so, something like that. Still kind of mulling it over. I mean, I don't know who can replace the pure genius of my previous co-host there, Clay Cuckolds, or also who's available Tuesday mornings anywhere between midnight and around 6 a.m.-ish, whenever I decide to roll out of bed. I mean, it's tough hours over here, this job. Not everybody can hack it or can keep up with my warm, welcoming charisma and biting intellect. I'm absolute deicide, and I think I'm I think the show is literally everywhere now at this point. Fucking Mixer and Gab, Internet Archive, YouTube, Vimeo, retardedminds.com. That's been going all right, even though I still don't fucking really understand that shit. Regularminds.com too. That's a thing. Retarded Minds is really my niche, I think. That's where I fit in. Yeah, you know what they say, if you can't find an audience, I mean, just take a shit and then scoop it up and just throw it all over the fucking, the internet walls. So, and nobody can hear it in as many places as humanly possible, you know. Either that or just quit, I mean, which is, I think that's what a sane person would have done by now. like fucking, you know, why am I wasting my fucking time with this shit? But, luckily for you, I've got about an hour to kill here. And, I've got nothing better to do. So here we are. And despite all that bullshit, I'll remind you that www.gruntfreepress.com is now and shall forever be the main hub for recorded video game entertainment. And podcast@gruntfreepress.com is still the best way to get in touch with the show. Good old electronic mail, direct to the retarded source. And you know what feels better than sending emails? There is something, believe it or not. Feels really good is picking scabs off your body. That shit fucking feels amazing. Not so much like picking them off. I mean, don't fucking just like pick them off when they're fresh. But I mean, when you roll them off, you know, it's all about like the patience. They have to be ripe, just at the ripe stage. You know, when they start like itching, and you just kind of rub your palm over it, and the fucking scab just like lifts right off. It's just fucking you know, fucking good. That's some good scabbing going on when you get it just right. So yeah, I've been on a bit of a writing kick recently. I mean, by that I mean I fucking wrote a review for God of War. That's the gruntfreepress.com exclusive. You know, you're not gonna find it anywhere else. And pretty much what I said about fucking God of War on here on the show. What I've been saying for the past few weeks, I just slapped that shit onto the fucking website and took and posted a screenshot and fucking boom, there you go. I'm a game reviewer. Though to be accepted by my peers, I mean, I should have, you know, took a couple paragraphs, couple sentences, whatever, you know, maybe like half the fucking review and just bitched about like Trump or something like that, or fucking sexism or some shit, just throwing that in there somewhere. I don't know, cultural fucking appropriation or fucking toxic masculinity. So I saw some fucking review, I didn't even fucking read it, I just fucking laughed my balls off. It was on fucking IGN. The headline was how playing God of War made me a better dad. That was fucking like serious, you know what I mean? I didn't fucking read it, but I'm like, you had to be fucking kidding me. What a fucking jack off. Or I could have written about something fucking cognitive dissonance or some shit. Maybe fucking move to San Francisco and blow my fucking brains out, and there you go, done. I'd be a game reviewer. But for some reason, whenever I write out a review, it always comes off as more negative than I mean it to be. I've been pretty clear. I mean, I really like the new God of War. You know what I mean? I think I've been pretty on here anyway. I've been like fucking, you know, yeah, you got a couple things that fucking bother me, but I mean, it's a really good fucking game. Awesome fucking game. I had a ton of fun playing it. I'd recommend it to just about anybody. It surprised me. You know, I was talking, it made me cry like a fucking faggot. Love the fucking game. Then when I'm sitting there, when I'm typing out the review, and maybe because when I'm writing it, it's a few days later after I finish the game. While I'm fucking playing it when it's fresh, you know, when I'm actually playing the game, I'm kind of sucked in there, and it's great in the moment, you know what I mean? But on reflection, it's just like fucking. Well, you know, thinking about it, I mean, there were a lot of the same fucking enemies there. same enemy types and shit. And I wish there were, you know, I was like, ah, weren't really that many, you know, really fucking like gory, over the top fucking, you know, violent scenes and shit. And and again, after like I finished the main story and the fucking credits were rolling and shit, I was just like, I don't really want to fucking go and find all the collectibles. I don't feel like fucking grinding gear and shit. So yeah, after, you know, again, after like the moment, like the highs of the game and shit. But I think the high point of fucking God of War was like in the middle, which is fucking weird, you know. But yeah, I mean, after the game's done, I just start like thinking about that. I start getting a little bit more critical on it, on all games really. And plus with God of War in particular, you know, the general consensus on that has been, it's a masterpiece or whatever, 10 out of 10 fucking game of the generation, like that sort of thing. And yeah, I try not to fucking like get too, influenced by other people's shit. I try not to like really read or watch other people's shit until I'm done with my thing. That's how serious I take this. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, game of the generation, that sort of thing. I mean, it's been a fairly shit generation overall, you know. But even that, I mean, would I even say that's like, you know, would I put God of War up there with like, I don't know, the Witcher 3 or fucking Doom 4 or Dark Souls 3 or the first Titanfall, you know? It was fucking awesome when that shit came out. Like, yeah, it was fucking amazing, but. Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about that. Like, what are the best fucking games of the generation? And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think it's quite there. I mean, just maybe like a smidge under those, I'd say. I mean, again, it's got some really fucking like high highs and shit, but it's quite. I don't know. I think there's just like quite a bit of filler in there that didn't really grab me again. Where I was like, fucking like, I don't know about this certain part of it or whatever. I think like the closest fairest game to compare it to would be, you know, Rise of the Tomb Raider. And you know, I like fucking Tomb Raider. I like the original. I think I like the original one more. The original one, the fucking, you know, the first reboot booted one that they did. I think I like that one better than the sequel. But you know, I'd fucking replay. It's like, yeah, I'd replay that. Either of them, really. I'd replay either of those of like for like the third or the fourth time, you know, and fucking like go 100% complete it before I went on. You know, before I even like completed. You know, the new God of War, and like went for all the collectibles and all that shit. I'm just like, I don't really care about that in that game, but like everything about, you know, Tomb Raider, the first and the second fucking rebooted Tomb Raiders, I think are fucking like way better. You know what I mean? I think I'd rather fucking do that 100% and fucking whatever. But yeah, so I think like once the hype dies down around, God of War, I mean, it's an amazing experience, but once you're done with it, I mean, you're pretty much done with it, I think, or I was anyway. I don't think it'll stay on your mind for very long. It's almost the exact same thing I said about playing the older God of Wars too. So again, this might just be my thing, I guess, which is fucking like those games are like, oh, these are really cool, and then fucking just kind of fades away, just kind of like a one and done, and fucking move on. You know what I mean? It's like, cool, I hope they make another one, I'll play that, but I'm not like really reaching for my fucking PS4 controller at the moment. So guys, I don't really. I was like, I don't want more and more of that. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that was really cool for what I played. Really good game. But again, it's already fucking just kind of like fading. You know what I mean? Just move on like immediately after. But yeah, it's funny too. I mean, I was listening to Game Informer, the Game Informer podcast, the Game Informer show or whatever. And yeah, I mean, despite how much of a faggot fucking J.V. Gwaltney is, I mean, that's a pretty good fucking show. I actually do like that podcast they get going on there. You know, that fucking queer isn't on there too often. I mean, I think they've kind of like relegated him to writing articles about how there isn't enough fucking gay representation in video games or some shit on the site. He's on there sometimes, but not too much, and but yeah, I mean, the rest of the people, I mean, the rest of the fucking staff on there, like the Game Informer staff, I mean, they're pretty good dudes, it seems like. I mean, I've watched fucking their shit, like their video shit, for forever now, you know what I mean? And, you know, we took care of Mike Futter already, like, he's gone. I mean, I think that was, Might have been with a little help from the aforementioned Clay Cuckolds there. That was good times. Well, you know, lots of fucking bad Photoshop and I don't know if you want to call it a targeted harassment campaign, but it was fun doing that. And yeah, I mean, last I heard, fucking Futter was making shit up to get to he was trying to get like indie developers like in trouble or some shit. He was getting, you know, he's getting called out for fucking being a piece of shit, pretty much. So yeah, I'd say I'm a pretty good judge of character. I mean, if I do say so myself. So yeah. Anyway, yeah, the Game Informer show was, they were doing an in-depth discussion, like a game club. They were, you know, they call it. Other people call it, you know, fucking a game club of fucking like, oh, you know, we're going to play this game and talk about it in depth and whatever. You know, you guys fucking write in emails, what you're fucking thinking. So yeah, they did this fucking like hours long fucking, it was probably like 3 hours total of just, you know, again, it's really dissecting the game. They reading emails, maybe some of mine they read, which I can't say if they did or not, because they didn't, you know, some people just can't take the hint when you sign your email with a fucking, alias, so you know what I mean, like the fucking handle or gamer tag or whatever. You know, somebody signs the email using that, maybe use that instead of like the, you know, the real name on the fucking email account. Maybe, I mean, just saying. I mean, it's kind of my fault. I could have used like another fucking email with you know, Grunt Free. I could use fucking podcast at gruntfreepress.com, or I could use, I have other fucking emails too. But yeah, I mean, I wrote in twice. So yeah, the first, you know, they read both of them. But yeah, the first time they said my real name on there, then said, yeah, the second time at least they actually did fucking use Absolute Deicide, but they pronounce it fucking Absolute Decide, which I thought was fucking hilarious. I'm like, dude, I just fucking laughed my ass off. I'm like, dude, that's you're doing a game club talking about God of War, which is a game pretty much exclusively about fucking Deicide, you know, and fucking absolute Decide. It's fucking real funny. Cracks me up. Always cracks me up. I mean, again, these guys are like the fucking like actual like professional fucking writers, you know, and they're fucking talking about a game about Greek literature, you know, whatever, you know, Greek mythology. Norse mythology used to be about fucking Greek mythology, and they don't know what fucking Deicide is. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, I mean, on that podcast there and the game club, they're really dissecting the game, and you know, there's four or five people on there, you know, talking about it, and I just thought it was you know, interesting, because again, fucking, it's used here like from both, you know, even them, like even their reviews, like fucking whatever, they gave it like a fucking, you know, 9.75 or whatever. I didn't read the actual review. I saw the I was skimming through, saw the score, fucking, you know, fucking, but yeah, I mean, just in general, you know, 10, again, just 10 out of 10, just, you know, God of War is amazing. But yeah, listen to the game club, like, half of them, like, borderline when they were talking about it, like, they did, like, didn't like the game, like, at all, you know, like, the first half of it anyway, like, fucking, like, I don't know, like, I don't understand why this game's getting, like, that, like, these, that good of a fucking review and shit, and fucking one of them was like, I just don't like the fucking combat and shit, just don't really like the game. And yeah, I mean, they were bringing up fucking valid criticisms. And yeah, the combat's kind of a mess. I mean, the story doesn't really grab you as hard as it could, really. You know, it's fucking a little too long for its own good. You know, shit like that. And again, I thought it was a great fucking game. But again, it was just one of those deals. Like once you're even like a couple days like removed from the hype, you know. And yeah, I mean, again, the fucking early reviews, like the preview, the reviewers are fucking putting out reviews like 2-3 days in advance or whatever, a week in advance. And they're kind of part of it again, is they're caught up in that shit too, you know? So yeah, I mean, that's why I do fucking reviews the way I do them. Just, you know, play at a somewhat normal pace along with everybody else. Buy the game with my own fucking money, you know what I mean, and fucking just, you know, let it sink in a little bit, and I think that's probably the most honest way to do things. I mean, obviously not the best way to fucking drive traffic and get clicks and make a living off of fucking doing it, but, you know, I'm just a lonely grunt over here. Like, this is the gruntfreepress.com, and Yeah, there's a donate button at the bottom of the main page. So I just bought a car, so you know, help me out here a little bit. What else we got going on here? Yeah, let's see what's in the news here. Let me open up my newspaper here. Fucking, what do we got? Let's see. The old video game times. So it's a pretty late evening. I get the evening edition. A couple trailers dropped, and yeah, how they managed to fit HD video files into a newspaper, I'll never understand that. Once again, that's why they're the fucking professionals. They get paid the big bucks. I'm just here reading my newspaper. So yeah, we got a new Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer. Yeah, I mean, that looked fucking good. It was just, you know, surprises nobody, I think. Looks like an old-fashioned fucking epic Western movie. Unfortunately, still no real gameplay footage. I mean, there's some sprinkled in there, but it's not just, nobody's just playing the fucking game, like going through the open world. No video of that yet. It's just, you know, here's the trailer. It's a bunch of fucking cinematics and shit. Pretty much, I mean, just watching the trailer, it's just kind of an expansion of what we already know. I mean, it takes place in 1899, when the Wild West was becoming not so wild anymore. You got a Dutch's gang there from the first game, and yeah. So I mean, and people were assuming you could swap between like the gang members or whatever, like maybe like an extended fucking version of what you did in with like the three characters in Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, they, you know, I know like the early screenshots, they're showing, you know, like seven different people, and there's speculation like, oh, you're gonna swap between seven different characters and all this shit, and it's gonna be, you know, fucking like at will or whatever, you know. But but yeah, I guess not. I did hear that fucking Rockstar was clearing that up, like, no, so you're just gonna be one guy throughout the whole thing. So yeah, I mean, the trailer is just, you know, just pretty much just a cut of the cinematics, and they showed John Marston, so he's going to be in there. So that's cool. I mean, again, it's a pretty good trailer. I mean, it's just fucking pretty much just a movie, more or less, a movie of movies, but it's cool. Yeah, I can't wait for that fucking game. Hopefully it comes out in October. That'd be great. Yeah, then there was some more stuff on Shadow of the Tomb Raider trailer, as some fucking gameplay news or some shit. That might have been old. I mean, fucking, I may be like inflating. I think there was a new trailer this week, or again, maybe it was last week. And I didn't fucking watch it then when it first came out. I watched it this week though, and it was just kind of, again, just kind of like bunch of pre-rendered shit. It wasn't real gameplay, and yeah, so there's some Aztec witchcraft going on there. Child sacrifice looks like fucking Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, which is cool. I mean, I was fucking Tomb Raider. It's a new Tomb Raider game. Again, I've already fucking, this episode of like fucking 5 minutes ago, I said, oh, dude, I fucking love those new Tomb Raiders. So I'm in regardless. Yeah, I mean, there's some more stuff out there. I guess it's not fucking made like by the same head team that did the last two of them, so that's kind of worrying. But I don't know, I guess like the other ones, the guys that did that, and I was like Eidos fucking Montreal and whatever the fuck, I don't know, not Square, but yeah, I was kind of like fucking, I don't know, we'll see. So some things to be worried about, but I don't know, I'll fucking play it regardless. I'll get back to you with that firsthand experience. So speaking of writing and being cagey, I mean, I may or may not be fucking writing something for a certain somebody who's trying to start up a project. Yeah, that's kind of like a comedy thing, and it's just, you know, it's like I have an idea I think is really fucking funny, but as per usual with me, I mean, I might send it out, and it will probably turn out to be like way too dark and like fucking like horrifying. Really, like, oh, this isn't funny. This is just fucking like really fucking like dark and disturbing. It might be fucking outright fucking horrifying, depending on how it's filmed. But I don't know. Yeah, I actually sent it in whatever, a few days ago. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not expecting too much, but it would be pretty cool if it got made. So we'll see what happens with that. Again, I'm keeping that really vague for now. And if that's not vague enough, more details will follow. Vague news and announcements. You're only gonna get that here. I mean, that's our main source of fucking news on the Grunt Free Press. It's like, oh, I kind of saw some shit, but keep everything kind of murky is what we like to do. So yeah, it turns out my problem with BattleTech was indeed my absolute shit luck. So, again, it doesn't surprise anybody. So yeah, I started another fucking game in BattleTech. I started the game from the beginning again because again, I wasn't that far in, and I was pretty much fucked. I think I dug myself into a hole that I don't think I could have gotten out of. I did like one story mission and one random battle, and the first fucking random battle I do pretty much fucking did me in. You know what I mean? It's fucking, that's not good. But yeah, this time, the second time, I did much better. I didn't lose any of my fucking pilots or mechs on the scripted mission, the tutorial mission, I guess you'd call it. And, just went through that unscathed. And then I go to the next one, the random one there, the only random one available, but it is fucking random. You know, it's a different mission. It's, than I played before. And yeah, it was a much fucking easier mission. It's only like the one I was doing the second time around. It's like, all right, this is the only one I can choose. And I go in there, and it's only four vehicles. I just have to fucking go and destroy, and that's it. Real fucking easy. I mean, as opposed to before, where they stuck me with I think it was like half a dozen, like there were like half a dozen of them, and then like two or three fucking enemy mechs that were guarding them that I was fighting, like everything with, and I only had fucking three mechs on my side at the time, because the other guy got fucking murdered or whatever, and the fucking mech got destroyed and shit, so, yeah, that was fucking tough. I got fucked up, again, predictably. The first time, this time here, the campaign I'm playing now, I fucking just nailed it, completely nailed the fucking mission, no problem, just went right through it, barely get fucking scratched, so, then after that, like, from there, the job board keeps getting, populated with, you just get more random missions after you finish one, and they're all rated by difficulty, and all of them that are available at first, they're all, like, the easiest difficulty there, they're all... The ones I did pretty fucking easy. I mean, as long as you keep your pilots healthy, your fucking mechs repaired and shit. Yeah, I was fucking blowing right through them. I did about a dozen of them or so. I had no major catastrophes or anything like that. Yeah, then you they have fucking like different objectives to them. They're all, it'll be like, all right, you pick one, it'll just be go out there and just, murder fucking everything that you come across. Or some of them will be like, all right, there's a base there you have to defend, just defend it for X number of turns. Well, enemy mechs kind of come out of the woods and shit. Or, it'd be like the flip of that of like, all right, your team has to go in and fucking destroy a base. But I mean, basically it just comes down to just fight everything you see really anyway. That's the basic premise of all of them. Just fucking destroy fucking everything you see on the fucking map. That's the strategy layer of it, though. I mean, there's time and money management there to that layer of the game. Like, you have to fucking, pay your crew's salary every month. And it costs money to repair any damaged mechs or refill their ammo, which you either have to pay for in a shop or you can salvage it from the battlefield after a mission. So when you take one of the missions, sign a contract there, they give you a slider you can adjust for, you can adjust like how you want to get paid. I mean, you can either get paid more salvage that you can, which means like, after the fucking mission, you can, they'll give you a list of shit that's there you can pick from, and you pick like how many of those you can like just straight up like pick like, oh, I want this and fucking drag that piece over or whatever. You can go for more of that, more just picking what you want from the fucking battlefield, or Excuse me. So yeah, you can do that, or you know, or you can fucking you know, if you don't, you know, say you pick like, all right, I want to be able to manually pick like two of them. So it's like, all right, you pick two, and then fucking like what's left of that list, it just like randomly assigns you what you're getting. Or you can, you know, and then you can move the slider so you can get more money, you know, rather than fucking salvage, or you can lower it below the maximum of either of those like sliders to, that you gain more reputation with the factions that give you the job to, you know, and if you've built up your reputation with them, they'll give you fucking better jobs in the future. I hope anyway, I think that's what's going on as far as I can tell. So yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of fucking complicated, and it confused the shit out of me when I was first looking at it. I mean, you look at all the fucking menus and the choices you get, and yeah, I mean, but I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but yeah, once you get into the groove of it, it's fairly fucking straightforward and automated, kind of. I mean, like the maintenance for the mechs, yeah, I was fucking completely overwhelmed with it. But yeah, I mean, unless they get like severely fucked up and you have to replace fucking, you know, their arms and their legs and shit, which I mean, that does happen. I mean, it gets like, you know, if you just get too much damage in one spot, well, you know, you lose your fucking mech's arm and shit, and it's fucking like, well, I have to fucking replace this with something. And you know, you can replace it with like different, you know, you don't have to just do like this stock thing that came with it. It's like, well, I could buy another kind of like maybe better fucking whatever from the shop and replace it, or replace the weapons that were on there and shit. But yeah, I mean, again, I was just doing fucking like those easy missions where fucking it's just like, I just have like some minor damage and shit and gotta restock my ammo. You just fucking, you know, just hit like, there's a big like repair button there. You just fucking like hit that and you're good and shit. So, yeah. So when you accept the contract, you have to travel to the location where it's at. You know, it'll be like, you know, a specific fucking planet or whatever. And that takes time. Again, just depending on how far away it is from where you are. So then every 30 days or so, you get a financial report where you pay your crew salary and, yeah, you have a loan for the ship that you're using. So they deduct that, like your loan payment for the banks. Yeah, where I'm at, I mean, again, I'm still fucking very early on in the campaign. Yeah, I take a contract and it'll take like 17, 18 days or so to travel to the planet usually. So, I mean, you're only able to do like one, maybe two missions, every month. And yeah, I mean, they're not paying very well because again, they're just fucking like easy, like starter missions. So yeah, I mean, the second time around, I mean, I wasn't going fucking bankrupt, but I mean, I still kind of like treading water, you know, where I'm just like, yeah, I'll make like a little bit of money off this after the fucking month's up, after I pay the fucking loan and the salary and shit. And, you know, I'm getting more fucking, but it's like, but I'm getting fucking experience like every mission for my pilots and, picking up some fucking cheap salvage and shit. And yeah, so one of the types of salvage that you can get is, if you're fucking fighting other mechs on the map and you fucking destroy them, you can get their parts, like mech parts and shit from the ones that you destroy and shit. So if you collect enough of the same type, you know, you can build up like that mech, you know, if you get like whatever the fuck, I don't know what the fuck the names of the fucking mechs are. You know, if you get a fucking AJ fucking 17, you know what I mean, and it's fucking, you keep fighting the same mechs a bunch of times and you have like three or four of the same parts. It's like, oh, okay, we can fucking just put this shit together and build like your own. So it's like, now you have that fucking mech in your hangar that you can pick from. So yeah, then eventually, doing that for a while, and eventually a second story mission pops up. And yeah, I always get nervous about that shit in games. Again, these games here, like fucking, you know, where it's fucking, it's like, oh, I do a bunch of random shit and then like, oh, now the story mission goes and, you know, it doesn't tell you if you need to like complete that story mission by a certain time, and you don't know what's going to happen afterwards. You know, this is, all the missions after you do that, like all the missions afterwards, they might suddenly get hotter, or it might fucking, know, you do that story mission, then it might, like, the next choice you have just might be, it's like, oh, I'm going to funnel you right to another story mission right afterwards or whatever. And, you know, you might not be ready for that. Like, he's like, oh, I might squeeze by the first one, and then the second one they throw me in, I'm just going to be fucked. And it's like, oh, great. It's fucking waste, like, hours of your time. You have to fucking reload or just quit. You know, just fucking give up. Like, shit like that has happened quite a bit in fucking strategy games like this for me. So yeah, I'm doing these fucking, like, these random easy ones. I just keep, you know, just keep doing them and shit. And just, you know, I just have no idea if I'm ready to move on to the story mission or not. And that mission there, like, I'm like, all right, I'm doing all, like, these half skull missions, and fucking the story mission's like a full skull. It's a full skull hard as opposed to all of, like, the half skulls I've been doing. And, like, it's like, I don't want to get myself skull fucked, you know, by rushing into this fucking early. So, so yeah, I mean, I try fucking, it's like, all right, I'll try doing this fucking story mission. Fucking, I'm like, oh, I'll try it. And if it's too hard, whatever, let's fucking reload, I guess, save before I start it. And yeah, it didn't go great. I beat the fucking, the mission, but, yeah, one mech warrior fucking died, and, one mech just got fucking destroyed. Like, you know, the guy died, his fucking mech got destroyed. Another one was just fucking, just really get fucked up by the end of it. You know, he had, like, one leg, one arm, but the pilot was like severely fucking injured. But I mean, it was kind of a cool mission, though. It's on a fucking, it's on, like, a moon and shit, and you have to fucking destroy these two bases. Well, you know, they have, like, turrets all around them. You're trying to get to the, take out the turret generators, it destroys, like, all the fucking, the turrets that are attached to it and shit. So you got to do that, and then you get some fucking vehicles attacking you, and it's kind of cool. I mean, I'm like, all right, cool. I did fine there. I did good at that part of it. Then, you know, you move on. There's these, like, three or four enemy mechs and a boss mech there afterwards, which is this fucking, like, advanced fucking mech. You know, it's the mech warrior inside of it, or I mean, it's fucking BattleTech, but mech warrior is in the BattleTech universe. Again, I'm becoming a lore master just by reading that, but I'm learning by osmosis, as they say. So yeah, you know, it's fucking, like, all right, so yeah, I might get a couple of my guys. You know, one's dead, and fucking that other mech's really fucked up. So it's just like, yeah, it could have gone better, but I'm like, I don't know if I can, again, if can I, like, squeeze out of this. I mean, I was interested to see what happened after that. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I might be able to just keep going, but yeah, unfortunately, after that fucking mission, you know, it probably took me a good 30-40 minutes or so to play through it. Get through it and fucking get to, like, the victory screen or whatever. And yeah, the fucking game crashed. Just fuck. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm alone when I say I hate that shit. I hate when fucking games crash. Yeah, I think the last time I manually saved was before the mission fucking started. And, yeah, I didn't know if there's like a fucking autosave going on or not. So it's just fucking, you know, I was too nervous to fucking reboot it and see. I'm like, I wonder if it saved, like, halfway through the fucking mission or not. But, yeah, I tried yesterday. I'm like, all right, obviously I'll find out what's going on. Fucking, I booted up the game, and, yeah, there's no fucking autosave that goes on, like, halfway through the missions or anything like that. So, yeah, the bad news is I had to do the entire mission again. But the good news is, yeah, I did a fucking way better job the second time around. I got to the boss, and I was in good shape. I mean, save for, like, one guy who was kind of fucked up, and I was like, all right, well, I might end up fucking losing this one guy again, but everybody else is in pretty good fucking shape. So, yeah, then, you know, I get to the last boss and shit, and again, it's fucking just, like, way bigger fucking heavier mech than anybody else you faced or any of the fucking mechs I have. I'm like, all right, I'm probably going to get, someone's going to get fucked up here. But, yeah, the first shot I take at her, I fire a fucking railgun at her, and fucking just boom, fucking just one shot the fucking bitch. Just fucking, her head fucking explodes. Like, critical hit in the head. I'd never fucking seen that before. I'm just like fucking this giant fucking mech, and just fucking one shot, just fucking her head fucking came, like, clean off and shit. Fucking, knocked her block off. That was fucking good shit. That was awesome. So, so that crash kind of sucked. I mean, I'd read about people fucking having technical issues with fucking Battletech. But yeah, I mean, the game had been running fucking flawlessly up to that point for me anyway. Besides the fucking, the ultra wide problem, you know, this is, the first time I ran the game, I was like, I'll check out, just fuck around with the settings and shit. First time I did it, there was an option for, you know, ultra wide display, ultra wide fucking resolution, whatever, native resolution. I have a fucking ultra wide monitor. So it's like, all right, cool, whatever, man. It's fucking sweet, you know. I have to play in like God of War with the fucking black bars on the side and shit. I'm like, cool, I can fucking just do it like native fucking, you know, 21:9 and shit. I'm like, cool. So I set that all that shit up. Then I booted up again, like the second time I played it. And it had fucking black borders on the side. You know, it was fucking like 16:9. And yeah, the option for fucking widescreen was gone. So I'm like, fucking like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why is it just like gone? That's weird. So yeah, I looked into it, and yeah, the game only officially supports fucking 16:9, but there's a workaround to it, which is if you hold down the Alt key while the game launches, it brings up a settings menu for Unity, which is, you know, the game engine Unity that, you know, fucking Battletech uses. And you can set it to display on your, from, you know, you do like a native resolution thing, so it'll fucking display at fucking whatever, you know, 3440 by whatever the fuck, 1440, I think it is, 21:9. So yeah, I mean, there's a general fucking pro tip, you know, how to get ultra wide resolution from any Unity game, you know, fucking five secrets the game devs don't want you to know about. So yeah, maybe I should fucking write an article about that and get some of those sweet, sweet fucking clicks. But yeah, the problem with that though is it fucks with the HUD, so it makes the game fucking unplayable, because it's like oh, yeah, the game will scale, but just the fucking HUD doesn't for some reason. So some of the information you need, you know, like say, you know, start the mission, like to start the fucking mission, like any mission, and just like some of the information there is fucking off screen. So yeah, don't do that. I mean, it's fucking, it's like, oh, cool, I can do this fucking, you know, make the fucking resolution, widescreen, but, don't do that. So yeah, I didn't say it was a fucking useful pro tip. So as usual, something you can do, but don't do it.
Girlfriends can cross the street, I'm gonna bend this six pack around your head. But don't mess with me, punk. Out, I live fear of danger.
So yeah, despite that bullshit, I mean, the crashing, the black bars, yeah, I really like fucking Battletech. I dig the combat. You know, even though I went into it with baggage from XCOM, it looks like fucking XCOM combat. But yeah, you know, the rules for fucking Battletech are pretty different. For instance, in XCOM, and in almost every other turn-based strategy game I've ever played, I usually have, like, you know, general action points in a pool that you're using. You know, you're using those to move and attack. And, you know, if you start your turn in a good position, it's, you know, you have good cover and good fucking line of sight. And so, yeah, I like where I am. You want to stay put, and you can usually use the point that you would have spent on movement. So I'm going to save these up and use those to, like, take, like, an extra shot or something. You know, or those points will add up to something else. Like, all right, you didn't use these points, so it was going to add to, like, your defense rating or some shit like that, or it'll, like, carry over to the next turn. But yeah, in Battletech, you want to move as far as you can each turn. You know, the further you move, the more evasion bonus you build up, which that lowers. If somebody's trying to hit you, like, it lowers the chance of doing that, like, the higher your evasion, whatever, evasion fucking rating. So, yeah, I mean, each time you get attacked, regardless of if it hits you or not, it'll take off, like, one stack from that. So, I mean, yeah, that's how you're supposed to use those, the light mechs. You know, use them as, like, scouts that are always on the move, and, I didn't really get that at first. I'm just fucking like, all right, I just think I'm supposed to use these as, like, line of sight and shit. But, and yeah, another thing I didn't understand, I mean, the line of sight thing, like there's long range missiles that you can use. And those are linked to, like, everybody's line of sight in your squad. So it's like, yeah, you know, you said that, like, one of the light mechs, the scouts, you send them, like, off deep into the map, and you know, you have someone else fucking, you can have somebody else, like, nail the fucking whoever he's looking at from, like, you know, a mile away, like, all the way across the fucking map, with, like, you know, it'll still have, like, an 80% chance to hit or whatever. So it's going by, like, you know, how, you know, his line of sight is going by when you're fucking firing from somebody else. So it's fucking yeah, that works fucking both ways, though. So, I mean, where it's like, all right, so there's some, like, shitty little fucking truck, like a little Jeep or something, we'll see you. And then it's like, all right, well, what's he going to do? And then you just get fucking nailed from, like, a turret, like, yeah, you can't even see. It's, like, all the way across the fucking map or whatever. So, then there's the whole heat mechanic, which, fuck yeah, you know, the heat mechanic, I didn't really get it first. I'm just like, oh, I don't know, my shit's, like, heating up, and it's, like, warning me about something or what. I didn't really fucking get it. I mean, if you fire weapon, you know, whatever weapons you fire, you know, they all have, like, different ratings, like heat ratings. As you fire them, that heats up your mech, and then if it gets too hot, you'll start taking damage from it, you know, just from the your weapons overheating. So, yeah, what you can do is, you know, just because you can hit somebody, it's like, you know, say you have, like, eight fucking different weapons equipped on your fucking mech. It's like, all right, well, I have a chance to hit with all eight of them, but it's like, all right, you don't always want to do that. Like, especially if, like, you know, some of them have, like, a low chance to hit, you know, it's fucking, it's like, all right, you can, and there's a list of all your shit, you know, on, like, the lower right-hand side of the screen. You can, like, manually turn off each one of them to conserve your heat, or if there's fucking any water on the map, you can walk into the water and it'll cool you off or whatever. Just, like, try not to use your weapon. You know, you can go and, like, melee attack somebody that won't use any fucking heat, or you just fucking, like, all right, well, my heat's building up, and, you know, some of it'll, like, carry over to the next turn. It's like, all right, well, I'm getting kind of hot here, so I'll just, like, take a turn to just sit here and just, like, not fire any weapons just to cool off. Again, that like this shit seems like insane at first. Like I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can like deal with this. But you know, after a few hours, it's fucking like, oh, this really isn't that complicated. And it's fucking really fucking cool. How the systems work. Then you've got stability to worry about. So any ballistic weapons that you fire will destabilize you. And yeah, there's like a yellow meter that builds up like under your health or under your heat or whatever. Again, it's all these fucking meters. I was like, I'm not sure what these things all are, but once you get it. So yeah. And then if you get hit by any ballistic fucking weapons too, I mean like not, you know, like rockets and shit, like, you know, not lasers pretty much, like the lasers won't fucking add up to that. Yeah, you get hit by ballistic weapons and fucking that'll add on to your instability, I guess. You know, depending on where you move to, like if you run over like rough terrain, that'll add up. And if you find like if you go into like a swamp, if you see like a swamp, it's like I can just sit in the swamp and fire, and that actually helps. You know what I mean? Like that adds because like, you know, it's fucking like muck or whatever. So. Anyway, so yeah, if that meter fucking fills up and you get hit again or whatever, you know, you'll fall on your ass like fucking Ed 209 trying to walk down the stairs and fucking RoboCop, you know. Then at that point, so, you know, you're a target. Anybody can fucking run up to you and fucking curb stomp your ass. And, you know, if you want to, you try to get up, it'll take almost all your fucking movement points for your turn just to like get up and shit. And so it's not good. Like you don't want to do that. It's like, dude, I'm just pretty much done. You know, I'm fucked. I really like fucking Battletech. You know, it can be random as fuck with like the critical hits and that sort of thing, but again, so can like XCOM. I mean, that's kind of the nature of you know, these fucking dice roll strategy games. You know, it's like fucking, it's like, oh, I have a 99% chance to get a hit, but that's still just a 99% chance, you know? So it's like you still have that 1% chance that you're going to miss, and, you know, or, you know, like the critical hits and shit. It's like, oh, you know, again, I dropped that fucking boss with the single fucking rail gun shot, and that was fucking, like, amazing. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's fucking so cool. But feels great when that happens, but then it can happen to you too. You know what I mean? But it's fucking like, oh, my mech's fucking in perfect shape, and then somebody just, like, hits you and your fucking arm and leg falls off and shit. It's like, what the fuck? So, yeah, random, but I mean, that's what it is. Again, it's all just fucking, again, it's based off of, I don't know what you even call fucking Battletech, like the board game. Is it like a board game or whatever, role-playing game, whatever the fuck? But, yeah, I just like the fucking, the look of the game too. And, you know, and now that the fucking mechanics are starting to like somewhat make sense, you know, and, you know, after that fucking, the story mission I did. After that, it's like, oh, you know, the meet up with somebody, they fucking pay your debts for you. So it's like, all right, cool. So I don't have to worry about that. I can start fucking earning like real money now. And, you know, again, I salvaged that fucking, the heavy mech, like the boss or whatever. So it's like, all right, cool. Now I can start like, now I have like a heavy mech. Like I never had, all the ones I had before were like medium and light. It's like, oh, cool. Now I have like a heavy one. I can put like a shit ton of fucking weapons on and, you know, start fucking around with like serious fucking firepower and buying better weapons and shit. I'm like, oh, this is fucking like cool as shit. You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things. Like once you get into it, it's like, dude, this game is fucking awesome. So then there's the forest. Yeah. Was it worth the wait? I mean, I put a good, like, I don't know, half dozen hours into it or so. I still don't know, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, what is the forest? I still don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing in it. Again, I've been following that game for so long, and but yeah, I was fairly adamant about not spoiling it for myself. But so, you know, I was fucking like, oh, you know, what's in the forest? What's the mystery of the forest? And who are these cannibals? And what happened to my son? I mean, my son in the game, obviously. I mean, he's missing. And I don't have a real life kid, you know, unless you want to count the fucking abortion, in which case, you know exactly what happened to that kid. He's fucking in a medical waste facility somewhere. But yeah, the game starts out, basically like fucking BioShock. I mean, you're on a phone. One second. Fuck with this shit. Stay. Thursday. There we go. My professional fucking setup I get here of a fucking pop filter just jammed into a fucking cardboard box. I should probably get a mic stand at some point. I got a new mic too, so whatever. But the game starts out like BioShock. You're on a plane. The plane fucking crashes. Cannibals take your kid. I guess that's where the fucking BioShock comparison ends, because other than the plane, it's nothing like BioShock. So maybe that was a fucking bad analogy. You're inside the fucking crash plane, and all you have is an axe. I mean, that's it. And yeah, you're surrounded by fucking luggage, and all the luggage is locked. So you kind of put two and two together. You start fucking smashing the luggage with the axe, and all of it opens, and you rummage through it. You're picking up fucking random shit from inside. It's like, all right, granola bars and fucking sodas, pieces of cloth and money and shit. And little fucking tutorial messages are popping up telling you to open up a survival guide to learn the basics of survival, I guess. It's a fucking survival game, which I fucking generally fucking hate survival games. So, I mean, I sort of knew that going in, but I thought, like, the open world, I was thinking, like, the open world, like, survival portion of the game. I thought it was gonna be, I thought that was, like, that's, like, the early, I thought that was the early access part of it, and fucking, it's, like, then, like, the finished version was saying, like, it's gonna have, like, a campaign mode and shit. So, that's what I'm playing the campaign mode. But, there's still not a ton of, like, direction that they're giving you. The first goals are, like, start a fire and build a shelter. So I'm like, all right, do that, and fucking, all right, gather up some leaves and sticks and shit and build the fire in the shelter, go to sleep, and then fucking, like, all right, and then check my goals again. The next goals they give you is, like, find your son and fucking discover what happened to the passengers on the plane. All right, I don't know what that means or how I'm supposed to do that, but I just kind of, like, took off into the woods or the forest, you might say. And yeah, I mean, it sure is a forest. It's a really, really big fucking forest. I didn't find any like, clues or anything like that. I mean, I ran into a couple of camps with, like, cannibals and shit in there. So I fought them with my axe, and yeah, I mean, the combat's, like, goofy as fuck. I mean, you just fucking swing wildly with the fucking axe and just hope for the best. As the fucking, the guys there, the fucking cannibals all hop around you and shit and get behind you. And but I killed them. I fucking took their clubs and their teeth for some reason. I think that the teeth are crafting materials, because, here we go again with fucking crafting with a million different fucking materials and shit. So I'm not a fan of fucking looking through menus and collecting a million different fucking crafting materials and shit, but I mean, that's just what it is. That's what the forest is. Again, it's a fucking survival game. For some reason, I don't think the forest is as bad as fucking most of these games. I mean, it could be because the fucking the cannibals and the fucking horror vibe and shit. And, a lot of what you're building is fucking, like, traps to fuck up the enemies and shit. You're building, like, spike traps and, like, nooses that'll snag their feet and fucking drag them. They'll be like, hanging there upside down and shit. So you can fucking just go up and just stab them with spears to kill them and shit. It's pretty funny. It's fucking, some of that shit's pretty good. The game also fucking looks and plays like it's old, which is, I mean, because technically it is fucking old. I mean, that's what happens when you let your game sit in early access for 4 years. When it comes out, it looks like a 4-year-old indie game, because it is a fucking 4-year-old indie game. That doesn't sound like too long. It's like, it's not that old. It's only 4 years, but I mean, as an example, I mean, for the computers that I've gone through, well, I've been waiting for the forest. I remember having, like, this, like, so-so, like, middle-of-the-road fucking, like, laptop when I first like saw like stories and shit, like previews about the forest, like when it was going to early access. And I wasn't sure. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to fucking run it because, you know, again, the screenshots I was looking at, it's like, oh, it's look fucking really impressive. I mean, it's like, realistic lighting and, you know, this massive open world, and the cannibals are fucking like super like, you know, detailed looking and shit. And like, I don't know if my laptop's going to be able to fucking do this shit, but game's still in fucking early access. I get my, you know, kind of cheap fucking but newer PC. I'm like, all right, well, I should be able to fucking run it now with this. I mean, maybe not on fucking max settings, but I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty confident fucking the new computer will be able to play it. And again, the game's still in fucking early access all through that. And then, you know, then I bought another computer. I got this real fucking like beefy fucking PC. Game finally comes out, and it's like, ah, cool, and I have fucking no problem maxing out all the settings, and it's like, cool, I can max it out, and it looks pretty fucking rough. But it looks rough in like a charming, like goofy kind of way, at least. The game's fucking clearly inspired by fucking Minecraft, which, again, Minecraft's not new now either. Like, you know, it's not a new fucking phenomenon now, but yeah, that also means it's simple compared to like the other games that fucking, you know, the other survival games are kind of built on top of Minecraft, where they're, you know, fucking through like the iterations of that, where they just build on top of it and they just add more and more shit. And then clones of those games come out that take it even further, and they try to make it more realistic, you know, which usually means fucking more of a pain in the ass. Again, just fucking more menus and fucking meters and shit. But yeah, in the forest, you're fucking chopping down trees with the axe, and then, you know, the trees will fucking fall and just explode. They just fucking explode and leave like these fucking logs that you can use to build stuff. And, you know, you open up that survival guide there, and everything that you can build is pretty much right there. So it's not like you're fucking like experimenting, in quotes, you know what I mean, like when Minecraft first came out, where it's fucking like, oh, you know, nobody knows what's going on, you know, you gotta fucking add these two things together to build this. But fucking, at least in the forest, it's like, nah, it's pretty much everything you can build, it's like right in this fucking manual. So, I mean, you're not fucking, you know, either you're not like fumbling around like just mashing shit together to see what happens, or, you know, more likely going to fucking a wiki page and like leaving it open while you play and like alt tabbing over whatever the fuck people are doing, or having it on like another screen or your phone. That shit's fucking gay. So at least they fucking, you know, again, they went past that part of the Minecraft fucking thing. Yeah, I mean, everything's like right there. You just like select what you want to build. Then like a transparent representation of it will, you know, just kind of like appear in front of you. You just like place it down where you want it, and then you just like, all right, well, this is where it's going to be. And then fucking like a little thing will pop up telling you like what you need. And you just kind of go off and try to find the materials that you need to build it. And yeah, I mean, because it's fucking straight Minecraft rules, it's like fucking, it's like, all right, so you need a shelter to sleep in. Then it's like, all right, you want to, if you surround it with fire, and then that'll keep the enemies from fucking attacking you while you sleep. So the first like major thing is fucking, I'm like, all right, looking through that fucking survival guide, and it's like, all right, these are like the houses you can build. It's like, yeah, I want to build a fucking log cabin, you know, where I fucking, you know, it's like, all right, so you need like a shit ton of fucking logs. Obviously, just like chop down a ton of trees, so lots and lots of fucking chopping, doing the fucking lumberjack thing, you know, for a while. And yeah, here's a tip for you. A lot of tips this episode. Don't try to build your house near a lake in the game. Because I was fucking going to town on the trees. I'm like, all right, I'll fucking, you know, place the fucking cabin here and just start chopping trees around it. And yeah, fucking alligators kept running up and fucking biting the shit out of me. So as I'm like, all right, killed like one or two of them, but they keep respawning, and they kept like fucking me up. And, I'm like, all right, maybe I could use it to my advantage. Like, you know, they'd be a fucking like natural fucking cannibal deterrent, but, yeah, they'll fuck you up. So yeah, don't do that. I was fucking like, I'll go inland a little bit. Yeah, it took a few like in-game. I'm like, all right, so I put the cabin down, fucking start building it. It took a few fucking in-game days to build it up. Yeah, I need to like 40 something logs. You can only carry two at a time. Or eventually, what you want to do is you can build like a log sled, so you can fucking like put like 10 logs at a time in there, and then you know carry it, makes it easier. Fucking just, you know, put them in the sled and fucking move the sled over to where you're building. So yeah, it's like, all right, I was thinking like, all right, well, once that's done, like once they have like a pretty big accomplishment here, you know, fucking building the fucking log cabin, and maybe the game will give me another goal, you know, it's fucking another objective to do, but it didn't, that didn't happen. So it's fucking like, all right, cool, I got my cabin, and now I still don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing to like advance the story, like where I'm supposed to be going, where I'm supposed to be focusing on. No idea, other than just fucking like, again, surviving as long as I can type of deal. So yeah, I mean, I kept like building shit. I was, you know, building fucking traps around the perimeter. I'm like, I built like a water catching basin for, you know, it'll collect like clean water when it rains and shit. And it's like, all right, I built a fucking garden, planted some blueberry bushes in there and shit. So it's like, yeah, I can just fucking eat these things, I guess, and when they grow. And that's pretty much all I've been fucking doing in the game. I mean, it's kind of fun and fucking rewarding to fucking build shit like that, but yeah, you know, it's like fucking Minecraft. I was like, ah, it's cool, it's neat that I fucking built this, but it also just kind of feels like work, you know what I mean? I tried fucking just like venturing out and exploring. I got knocked out by the cannibals at one point, and they fucking dragged me into a cave, and you know, they have you fucking like hanging upside down, and and that seemed like kind of like is this like supposed to happen? Like it seemed like a like part of the story and shit, where it's, you know, it's just kind of like a cutscene played, and it's like, all right, well, I'm in this cave now, and there's some good shit in there. It's like fucking like, oh, I found like a map, a compass, and some fucking some of the bodies of the passengers that you're supposed to find. Like you see them like hanging upside down. And yeah, I beat the shit out of them until fucking money came out of their bodies. But I know this, I'm like, oh, it's just like part of the story. I was just like, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be like getting fucking beat up and captured and shit. Cause so yeah, so I just, you know, there was a rope there to go up. I went up, got out of the fucking cave, and then I'm like, all right, well, now what do I do? I'm just like lost all over again. Like I'm fucking, didn't know where my fucking cabin was or whatever at that point. Just, I don't know what's going on in the game. Like, I'm either like playing it in like a really fucking boring way, or I'm just fucking, or either that, or I'm just like doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and it's just going to take forever to fucking advance the story. Yeah, just fucking, it's like, I just have to just keep building shit. Just like keep like venturing out like a little bit at a time. So yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, for a survival game anyway, it's just, you know, we'll see what happens. I built a houseboat too. So I was fucking went to a river and it's fucking, oh, you can build a houseboat. Okay, I'll do that next, I guess. So, who knows? Maybe there's a adventure downriver, or you know, maybe the cannibals will make my panties come down, or maybe both. I don't know. I also played the new Total War game that came out, Thrones of Britannia. I played it for a little bit anyway. It sure is a fucking Total War game. The selling point to this one was they're saying like, yeah, it's fucking a lot simpler than the other ones. It's, you know, it's just like a faster game and shit. It's like, you're not really going like too detailed in the shit. Just, you know, just basically dumbed down a little bit. And, from what I can tell from the little bit I played like a couple hours of it. It is, I mean, it kind of is to a degree. When you're on the campaign map, all of the towns there, they're like pre-built, you know? So it's like, it just seems like the entire map is just like already filled up with people, like built up like that. So, my province or whatever, you can just like upgrade what's already there. And I guess like, you know, theoretically, you're not even like dicking with fucking like building anything new. You're just like upgrading what's there. And I guess you should be good doing that. But, from what I a little bit too early to tell if that's the case. Like, I don't know. I mean, I haven't fucking like sacked any fucking settlements yet, so I just kind of like did the tutorial and started building and fucking upgrading, I guess, like upgrading the fucking shit that was there and fucking raising an army. And yeah, then I was just sitting there like turn after turn waiting, just like waiting for shit to, waiting to get money so I could just like keep building the army and just keep building what I had, because it's still a fucking, it's still total war. So it's slow going at first. And, and I get nervous of like, should I be like doing something? Like, should I be doing like more each turn or what? Like, I don't know, but it just seems like all I can do is just like wait for the money to file in and wait for shit to happen. So, I'm not like too thrilled with the selection of games I've got going on at the moment. With fucking, BattleTech, Total War, The Forest, and shit. I mean, they're all fucking good games, and BattleTech is fucking awesome. But they're all fucking very like slow paced. I mean, you get two fucking giant fucking strategy games going on, and then survival slash building slash fucking whatever work simulator, I guess. I was like, God, man, I need some fucking something quick, like some action in there. So somebody on fucking Steam saw me playing BattleTech and started asking me about it. They were saying like, oh, should I get it or not or what? So I was like, and then I started explaining my quantum conundrum there. They mentioned this game called Escape from Tarkov, which I had never heard of, and they were saying it was it's a first person shooter, and I'm like fucking like, I could go for one of those right now, just to mix it up. So I looked into it. I looked into Escape from Tarkov, and it's not on Steam. It's still in beta, but I'm like, what I'm seeing. I'm like, it looks kind of interesting, but if you buy the game, they give you a beta key, so you just pretty much like just get into it. But it's like 40 bucks or so. So I'm like, all right, I'll take the plunge, so I bought it. And the way you buy it, I mean, it just seemed kind of sketchy. It's the game's from some Russian indie developer, and you have to buy it directly from their website, and they make you download a standalone launcher for it. And I mean, like, it's what I'm like, the instructions, everything, like of how to do that. It's everything's in fucking broken English, and I don't know what Ingerish, whatever the Russian version of Ingerish is. But that, like the phrasing is all fucking like stiff and fucking weird and shit. So it's like fucking like, all right, I'm like downloading it. I'm like, this seems kind of shady. Like, I'm waiting for a fucking virus or some shit, like fucking on my computer. But it was fine. I mean, it launched, I guess. I don't think I did anything wrong. I had no fucking idea what I was doing in the game, but I'm like fucking like, all right, well, let's play a few games. It's like Arma or PUBG, I suppose. And you get all these, looking at your character, you get all these slots and empty boxes where you can place your weapons and armor and ammo and shit. They give you like a tactical vest where it's like, if you put shit in there, you can quickly get to it in the game. Or if you put it in a backpack, you have to like, hit tab and open a menu for it to get into it. So, it's complicated, a little bit much to figure out at first. Again, like BattleTech. And I usually don't play those fucking types of games either. Those fucking like Arma. I mean, I played Arma for like a few hours, and I'm like, I don't know. I'd rather, I don't know if that's for me, but still haven't played fucking PUBG either. But so yeah, I'm sitting there like trying to figure out like, all right, what the fuck is that? What type of ammo goes to which gun? And you have to load the bullets into like a magazine first to use the magazine to fucking equip it and shit. Get everything in the right place and the right slots and shit. So yeah, and then I start a game, and I have no clue what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I don't even know, like, I realize, like, I don't know what this is. Like, I don't know if this is, like, co-op, if it's fucking multiplayer, if I'm, like, what's going on. The game, like, when you start a mission, the game's just fucking, you know, the goal is to find the extraction zone. So that I don't know what that is. I don't know what the extraction zone is. I don't know what it looks like or what the fuck, you know, like how I find it. So I'm just kind of like wandering around this fucking huge map, and it's kind of like janky about like what you can interact with. Like fucking, it's like, what doors will open, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking running into like invisible walls and shit, and just fucking like, it looks like I can go there, but I guess I can't, like shit like that. I'm just kind of like walking around looting, fucking no idea what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing beyond that. So then I fucking run into other players. I see like three people in a group, and I'm just like, well, I still don't know, still not sure if this is a fucking competitive game or a cooperative game, or they're fucking friendly, if they're fucking an enemy or what. But I'm like, I don't know. Fucking, I shoot them, you know. Shoot first, ask questions later. That's my motto. I murdered fucking two of them. And I got the third one pretty good. I fucking get a few shots on him too. Then I ran out of fucking ammo, or I couldn't figure out how to fucking reload my gun or what the fuck happened. I'm like, oh, what do I do? I'm like getting R and shit. I'm like fucking like shit. Am I just doing out of the shit, like the right type of ammo in my vest or whatever? I had no idea. But the third guy fucking killed me. But I'm like fucking fuck it, dude. I felt good about myself, you know. First game, two kills. Fucking just did a fucking 3-on-1. Fucking murdered two of them. So pretty good. Feeling good about myself. And then I'm like, all right, cool. So I'll start another game or whatever. That was all right. But yeah, all the shit that you bring with you, it's gone. Like you lose it all when you die. So that, you know, that includes your backpack, your main weapon, all your fucking ammo. That's all gone. From like the permanent, from like before you start the game, when you're looking at your character, like your permanent inventory that you're picking from. So it's like, all right, so now all I have is just like a bunch of fucking pistols. You know what I mean? It's like, that's okay. That's going to be like my main weapon is just going to be a fucking pistol. You know what I mean? So, when you start a game, it gives you the option. You can pay to like insure items, which I thankfully did for, you know, the main weapon. Because I was like, I probably should do that. You know what I mean? I kind of had an idea that would happen. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll insure the main weapons. At least I'll have that. And, but it's on a timer before you can get it back. So fucking, you get like a message saying like, oh, you know, it's going to be like, you know, 24 to 48 hours before we can get that back for you. And I think they mean like in real time, like it was going to be like a day or two before I fucking get my fucking like AK back or whatever. So I'm like, dude, well, that's kind of fucking shitty. Again, I'm just fucking stuck with these fucking pistols. Yeah, and to make matters even fucking worse, on top of that, there's a store you can go into before you fucking load in, where, you know, you can buy like new weapons and gear and shit with, I'm assuming the goal of the game is like, all right, you're supposed to go out there and like loot the fuck, you know, just explore the map, fucking loot it, and then fucking extract with whatever you have. You know, you find money in there, you find weapons and shit, so. But I'm like, well, I kind of get what's going on now after that first game. So it's like, all right, now I can go to the store here, and they have fucking, you know, they give you money to play with at the start. You know what I mean? So it's like, they give you like two like stacks of bills, like physicals, again, like in your character inventory. It's like, all right, so you get like, you know, it's like 100,000 fucking rubles each or whatever the fuck. So. I'm like, all right, so I got this money here. So I'm like looking at like the prices in the store. I mean, it's fucking like, oh man, like that's not that much money, but you can buy shit with it. So, stupid me. I mean, I had no idea again how it fucking worked at first. So I'm like, all right, when I was loading up that first game, I saw that fucking the money in like my permanent inventory or whatever. So I'm like, all right, so I equipped half of it on me. So. When I deployed on the fucking, that first mission there, I was like figuring like, oh, maybe there's like a store that you find in the game or whatever, like as you're playing, like on the map, you know, you can fucking like find it as you're fucking running around and like pay for shit or whatever, or if there's like a trader or some shit. So I had that on me when I died that first time. So half my fucking money was on my fucking body. So the guy who killed me fucking, I got a nice payday out of it. So, Yeah, so now I'm pretty much stuck with fucking half a dozen pistols and not much else. So that kind of sucks. So yeah, I'm not sure if I like that aspect of it. I mean, making it hardcore and fucking realistic, like, that's cool. But yeah, if it's gonna be like grindy, or you know, you're fucking, so yeah, I gotta like scrape by, you know, open every fucking drawer that I see to fucking look for any kind of loot to sell, so I can like maybe afford like a fucking bottle of water and a few bullets or some shit for next round. Like that part might be a little bit too much for me. I mean, I don't know. Again, I still don't know how the fucking game really works yet, but hey, Escape from Tarkov. I want to keep calling it Escape from Krakow for some reason. Whatever. www.gruntfreepress.com. That works sometimes. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. So I'll say that's my work email. I'm Absolute Deicide. Again, we're now on everywhere on the internet. Fucking Mixer, YouTube, Internet Archive, Gab, Minds, Vimeo, everywhere that fine podcasts are sold. And again, I'm using a fucking new mic here, more expensive one, but again, I get it fucking all sorts of fucking jerry-rigged on top of a fucking cardboard box, and I was testing it out, and I'm like, I really don't fucking, can't really tell that much of a difference at all, but let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about anything. Yeah, I'm gonna go fucking stomp some more fucking robots. A father high in heaven smiled down upon your son. Yeah, was busy with his money games, his women and his guns. But Jesus saved me. And on the mountain